Hello, God bless you, brothers and sisters. This is Brother Howard from the United States, coming to you by way of daily devotion. I just want to appreciate every brother, every sister, Brother Fury, Brother Jesse, and all the servants of God, those who have been giving us the word of life and encouraging us with the scriptures. You know, as a program dedicated for our spiritual practices, we know devotion involves the reading of the Word of God, which we call the Bible, prayer, and reflection. And I believe the aim at which we seek to do daily devotion is for fostering a deeper connection with God. And I pray that in our desire to foster that connection, we gain more spiritual wisdom and guidance. And I believe that's the core idea to help us to have a commitment on a daily basis to spiritual discipline and spiritual growth in our relationship with God's Word. So before we get started, I would like to share a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, as we start in this week's devotion with brothers and sisters, I am praying for the presence of your Spirit to just inspire us and give us something that will help us throughout our day. You said unto us in your scriptures, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So, Lord, if there's anything in my life that will make these teachings or these devotionals not to come out the way it's supposed to come, I ask that you have mercy upon me and forgive me for my sins and my trespasses. Would I be in thoughts of the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, or the pride of life? I also pray for my brothers and sisters, if there's anything in us that is contrary, that to make the word of God impermeable to go into our hearts and our spirit, may you forgive us, O God. We seek to be in your hands for this day and for the rest of our existence on this planet. So we thank you because of the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. And I pray that you will be with us as we go through this week's devotion. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I want to pick my first devotion from the book of Psalms, chapter 23, verse 1. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd, I should not want. When we look at this verse of scripture, it looks very simple. It looks very direct. But when we dig a little bit deeper, it allows us to see things that are beyond the ordinary. For example, when you and I say that God is our shepherd, we are declaring something very powerful. We are saying that God is the source of the things that we do, the inspiration behind our daily activities. Let me drill it down so we can understand. I'm a married man, and when I say the Lord is my shepherd, I'm declaring to the world that as a husband, the way I treat my wife is directly based on the leadership that God has given me. As a father, the way I raise my family is the way that God is inspiring me. The way I treat the people that I work with or the business dealings that I have, it is God that is shepherding me. The way I handle the ministry, the way I treat brothers and sisters, the way I treat those who do not even believe the word of God, I am openly declaring that God is responsible. Brothers and sisters, if people that are not you and me if they will analyze our lives, maybe your wife, maybe your husband, maybe your children or people that know you, will they agree with me and you about the verse that we just read, that truly the inspiration that is behind the things that we do is actually the Almighty God? You see, when we say that God is my shepherd, we are not just reading a scripture. We are making an open confession that we solely rely on the influence of God. Oh my, if only that is the truth, that God is our shepherd, we will literally be the living manifestation of God on this earth. Because everything we do will be guided and influenced by His Word. The Bible talks about the inspiration of the Almighty that has given us life and given us strength. So my brothers, my sisters, when we go out there and we call ourselves believers of the Word of God, when we declare our faith as servants of God, I want us to think back what we do and how we do it. If Jesus Christ were to be in your flesh, is that the inspiration of the Almighty? Is that how God would have done things? Or are we lying on God? My question today is that, is God your shepherd? Is God the one that is doing things in our lives? You see, another thing that I want to pivot to is, I shall not want. You see, one of our brothers was just teaching us last week about how we need to consecrate in prayer and in fasting. You know, the Bible teaches us that if we faint in the day of adversity, it is because our strength is small. Are we wanting spiritually? Are we wanting in brotherly love? Are we wanting in kindness? Are we wanting in all that God requires from a Christian? Because if God is leading us as a shepherd, He's responsible for leading us into pastures that are green. He's responsible for taking us to places where we find strength and grace. Oh, brother, my sister, many of us are not doing well. Many believers are treating their wives very, very horribly. Some of us have the most nasty attitude on the planet. But yet we lie and we say that God is our shepherd. We claim to have the greatest mercy that ever hit the surface of the earth. But there is no leadership of the Spirit in how we behave. I believe in what Brother Abraham said when he said, you can have the right doctrine and the wrong spirit. Or you can have the wrong doctrine and the right spirit. He said, but if you have the wrong doctrine, but your spirit is right, God will lead you to the right doctrine. Let us pray today. Let us search our hearts. Aren't you tired of being tired? Let us not fool anybody. I want us to come out and repent this morning or afternoon, evening, whatever time it may be with you, my brother. I am speaking as an oracle of God today, and I ask the Almighty to help us, as He said in Job chapter 32, verse 8. Say, but there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Oh, we need deep understanding from God. You see, God is a spirit and we are human. But there's a piece of us, the spirit part of us, that can connect with God. Because we are made up of the body, the spirit, and a soul. Oh, brother. Oh, sister, if we cannot connect with the Spirit of God, we cannot
please God. We cannot understand how God can lead us. Leadership of the Holy Spirit is something we have to learn, because naturally I'm a man and naturally you are a man. Women, men, boys and girls are not spirits. We are a soul that dwells in a body and have a spirit. The Bible talks about the spirit of a man is the candle of the Almighty. And we need God's candle to give us direction, how we should proceed, how the sweetness of the Spirit of God can be in us. And today will be my lengthiest one, because I know we're restricted to 15 minutes and I like to have that spiritual discipline. But I want us to pray. I want you to join me in praying. Some of us don't really pray as we ought to. We talk more than we're supposed to talk. We need to pray more and talk less so that God can walk through us. Let us pray. Let us say, Father, I am in your hands. I need you to really be my shepherd. I want to be the light in this dark generation. I want you to guide me in all that I do. I know I've not allowed you to do anything, but I've always declared that you're my shepherd. I don't want to be guilty of the word of God. I want to be a genuine Christian. I want to walk with you. I've lost my fire. I've lost my inspiration. But I want to pick it back up. I want to rise again. I want to fight. I want to see you move in my situation. And I want to learn how to pray. Lord, teach me to pray. Teach me to walk. Teach me to trust. And teach me to be more like you. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Precious Lord, bless my brothers and sisters as we continue in these devotions. May the Spirit of God be upon us. May the power of the blood of Jesus Christ break every yoke of sin from off of our lives, so that you can truly be our shepherd. And in that way, we can now declare that the Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. May God bless you, my brothers and my sisters. We will continue tomorrow and trusting in the Lord. Have a blessed day. Think about these things. Meditate on these things. And may God give you understanding. In Jesus' name, amen.